Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
Coming up later on in the programme, is Elon Musk going to be the world's first trillionaire? Right now, though, I want to take a closer look at overcrowding in our prisons. Inhuman and degrading, that is how the Inspector of Irish Prisons has described conditions in a damning new report that says overcrowding is contributing to an increase in deaths in custody. For more, I'm joined by Saoirse Brady, Executive Director for the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Saoirse, good morning. How are you?
Philip, and thanks for having me on.
This report paints a pretty bleak picture of the Irish prison system. We're in a situation where prisoners are sleeping on mattresses, on floors, in cramped cells, and not surprisingly, it's leading to very poor outcomes.
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing to point out is that this relates to last year, 2024, and things have only gotten worse since. So at the end of last year, there were 5,000 people in custody on the 31st of December. Today, there's over 5,600 people in custody with over 500 people sleeping on mattresses on the floor. We are operating at unsafe levels, as well as those conditions being inhumane and degrading for the people who are having to live there and work there as well, I should say.
Indeed, and we heard from Carl Dalton, the General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, on that. But let's just stick with inmates for a moment. Mm-hmm. 31 people died in custody last year. What does the report say about the contribution of overcrowding to that figure?
It talks about the pressure that is currently on the Irish prison service. And, you know, those pressures result in perhaps inadequate risk assessments. So a lot of the people that will have died in custody, and I know the IPS have responded to say, you know, some of those
Irish
were
prison
older
system.
People. The Irish Prison Service, they have responded to say some of those were, you know, people over 60. So there are people who die of natural causes in custody. But at the same time, there are also people who died by their own hand. So, you know, we have quite a number of people who are going in with severe mental illness and maybe not getting the treatment or attention that they need. And then there is also an issue around people secreting drugs internally. And there have been recommendations made over the last number of years, because one of the functions of the Inspectorate of Prisons is to look at deaths in custody, not to determine why the death happened, but to look at the circumstances around it. And there have been multiple recommendations made around this issue, you know, people being coerced to hide drugs inside themselves. And unfortunately having very tragic consequences. So we need to see the Irish Prison Service actually implement the recommendations that have been made. We need greater oversight and accountability. We need better risk assessments on admission to prison. We need to ensure that people who go to hospital and maybe don't get the treatment there and are returned to prison actually receive the treatment in prison and are seen by a healthcare professional in prison as soon as possible after their return. These are all things that the Inspectorate has recommended. And they haven't only recommended this once or twice. You know, this has happened a number of times. So we do need to see action taken.
Carl Dalton was making the point this morning that prisons are supposed to be places of rehabilitation, but it was his opinion that overcrowding led to recidivism, or certainly an inability to concentrate on rehabilitating people into society. Is that your experience? Is there evidence to support that suggestion?
Yes, so at the moment, if you look at the Irish Prison Service's annual report for 2024, 78% of committals were for sentences of 12 months or less. We also have a very high rate of remand. So one in five people in prison are on remand or in pretrial detention awaiting that trial date. So, you know, that's a way we could reduce the number of people in prison. You know, in the very short term, we could look at those the sentencing piece. And we know that the Minister for Justice has proposed extension of community-based sanctions and making more available to judges. And I think that would really help. Looking at the issue, and there is a recommendation in the Inspectorate's report around the Minister looking at a review of why the rate of remand is so high coming from the District Court. So that could help, because ultimately, you know, prison should be a place of rehabilitation. That should be a core function. But when you were talking about people who maybe have committed more serious crimes and are in prison because they pose a risk to public safety, they aren't getting the rehabilitative support that they need because of the overstretched system. And we know as well from evidence from elsewhere that, you know, people who serve those shorter prison sentences are more likely to reoffend. So, you know, again, there are recommendations in this report, we have made them, around putting in place bail support schemes for adults. It works really effectively in the youth justice system to reduce reoffending, because you are addressing the issues that may have led somebody to offend in the first place, not to excuse their behaviour, but to look at why they did it and actually put in place the supports to stop them doing that in future and to change their behaviour. And that would be much more effective.
So the courts could rely less on the prison system, but at the other end, should extra spaces be created? There are closed down wings in Port Leash prison. There's the Curra sitting there mothballed at the moment. There's maybe up to 400 extra spaces that, if the staff could be found to run them, could be activated. Is that a solution?
No, I don't believe it is. And those examples that you used, those wings and the Curra in particular, was closed for a reason. And there has been an evaluation done at the Curra and it isn't fit for purpose. So it would take a significant amount of investment to bring it up to standard. And, you know, for like a handful of spaces, basically. But if we address those issues that I talked about, if we looked at, you know, expanding community-based sanctions, if we looked at, you know, expansion and review of the drug treatment court, for example, if we put in place bail support schemes, you know, one of the positives from yesterday's report by the Inspector of Prisons was around the pilot temporary supervision scheme for women down in Limerick Prison. If we look at all of those, and those recommendations have been made by Department of Justice officials and other officials right across the different criminal justice agencies to the previous minister, and those are starting to be implemented, but slowly. Prison spaces, and I know the Prison Officers Association said this as well, you know, prison spaces take quite a long time to come on stream. We're talking about 5 years down the line, and it will not solve the crisis, because where you create more prison spaces, they will tend to be filled. We saw that with Limerick Women's Prison, again, one of the prisons that was inspected by the inspectorate last year. You know, within 3 weeks of this new building opening, it was already overcrowded and doubled up. And the two women's prisons are routinely and regularly the most overcrowded in the state. And one of the really interesting findings from the report was, when it looked at Limerick Women's Prison, it talked about the excellent accommodation that was there. It talked about the intention to have a trauma-informed service, but that because of the deficit in provision and because of the overcrowding crisis, it cannot deliver on that purpose.
In your opinion, is there sufficient political will to deal with this problem? Because, well, look, bluntly speaking, I can't imagine that there's too many votes in prisoner welfare. Do you think that this is always going to be fairly low down any government's agenda?
I don't think that it is very low down. I think that we have seen, as I mentioned, and we've met with the Minister for Justice, and, you know, he is committed to expanding those community-based sanctions, because people can still serve a sentence in the community but get the help that they need to turn their lives around at the same time, and it's much more effective. He accepts that. He accepts that there are people in prison that shouldn't be there because, and, you know, again, the Chief Inspector of Prisons pointed that out as well. There are people with severe mental health issues. There are people, high rates of remand. There are, you know, alternatives should be explored. But at the same time, I think that there is a rhetoric that building more prison spaces will solve this crisis. And the Chief Inspector was very clear, both on drive time yesterday and in the report, that we cannot build our way out of this crisis. No comparable jurisdiction has. So I think we need to really consider that. But I suppose I would also say that, you know, before the general election last year, IPRT did conduct public attitudes polling. And the public understand the nuanced position around prisons and who ends up in prisons. They understand that people who end up in prison very often have experienced trauma themselves. They understand that, you know, to tackle crime, you need to invest in more guards, you need to invest in more drug treatment, you need to invest in more youth work. And they were the top three answers when they were asked that question. Prison spaces was way down the list, because, like, it clearly, if prisons were acting as the deterrent that some people seem to think they are, then we wouldn't have these really record numbers of people ending up in prison. We really need to look at how we implement safer communities, what measures we need to put in place to stop people from reoffending, to stop crime from happening in the first place.
You mentioned comparable jurisdictions. I read that in the Netherlands, they're actually closing down prisons. Have they implemented some of the ideas that you're talking about to do that?
Yes, well, one of the really interesting things about the Netherlands, and the Committee on the Prevention of Torture would have flagged this as well recently, but they've looked at decriminalisation of drug possession. And that's something that we are having a debate about here. You know, we have Citizens Assembly's recommendations. We have a Joint Oireachtas Committee looking at this issue at the moment. So we need to look at, you know, what we are criminalising people for and whether or not that is appropriate. We need to look at those, you know, less serious, more non-violent crimes and see what alternatives could be put in place to actually stop people going to prison from in the first place. And the other, like, if we want to look at something in this jurisdiction, actually, there is a programme out in Clover Hill, which is known as the Remand Prison, and it deals with people with severe mental health issues. And it looks at diverting them from custody, you know, in the first place, and trying to seek treatment within the community. So they have diverted at least two prisons worth of people from custody and ensured they've gotten treatment in the community. And, you know, we need to look at those areas of diversion. We need to look at, you know, who is currently in our prisons and whether they should be there at all, if there is a better way to deal with this, because clearly pouring more and more money into the prison system isn't working. And okay, we saw this in Budget 2026. We saw that, you know, the additional money on top of the money it already got, you know, that was given to the Irish Prison Service was more than the probation service got entirely at 60 million, which is a record for them. But if we are serious about trying to reduce the number of people in prison, we need to invest in the probation service and give them much more support to do their job.
Saoirse Brady, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Thanks very much for taking our call this morning. Coming up later, is Elon Musk going to be the world's first trillionaire? But right now, after the break, no, sorry, other way round, actually. I got that completely back to front. Coming up later, will your kitchen water tap really need a filter? But after the break, is Elon Musk being rewarded for failure?
Today on RTE Radio 1.